Progressive muckraking journalist George Creel, a former member of Woodrow Wilson's administration, wrote articles on immigration in 1921 and 1922 in Collier's Magazine, another leading mass circulation publication of that era. In these articles, he made the familiar contrast between the peoples of Northern and Western Europe with the people of Eastern and Southern Europe, using the familiar nomenclature of that time, which called the former Nordics and the latter Alpine and Mediterranean peoples. The men and women who first came to America were Nordic, clean-blooded, strong-limbed people from England, Ireland, Scotland, Scandinavia, Belgium, Holland, Germany, and France. The millions that followed them, for a full two centuries, were also Nordic, holding the same customs, ideas, and ideals, fitting into the life they found as skin fits the hand. Not until 1880 was there any vital change in the character of immigration, and then commenced the tidal waves of two new stocks, the Alpine from Central Europe, Slavs for the most part, and the Mediterranean, the small swarthy peoples from southern Italy, Greece, Spain, and northern Africa. These latter immigrants, Creel described as the failures, unfits, and misfits of the old world. Creel said, "Those coming from Eastern Europe were morally, physically, and mentally the worst in the history of immigration."